if I can get them from the back of my mind. Country music. Let me move on to jazz.
Okay.
Well, jazz is, you know, I'm not going to be able to name the record now. Dizzy Gillespie, I'll tell you a person who plays jazz, and one is Dizzy Gillespie. And classical music is that kind of music that people just like to listen to for a sort of aesthetic kind of thing. And I know I'm not answering your question because I can't think of any of these names right now. I'm yeah. telling you, but I can't think of the names of any of it, and I do know lots of them. Soul music.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do too much right now. Right. I'm sorry.
Were there any aspects of life in Atlanta that you expected here, but that I failed to ask about? You know, anything that about Atlanta that you thought maybe I would ask you and I didn't ask?
Not really, because I hadn't thought about it. But now after I think about it, and after we're gone, I'm going to think of many things. But I don't believe you asked me about social life. If you did, it's, right mm-hmm. now it doesn't come to me.
Some
did
of
you
the ask social places?
Yes.
No,
you
I
didn't
don't
ask me anything about
do.
That, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not really sure that you asked me about educational institutions.
Uh-huh.
It's possible you did, but I don't. You did.
I don't think
uh-huh.
I did. No.
So those are two things that, you know, that are very big here,
uh-huh.
and that we could have said something about.
Okay, one other question. Do you change your style of speaking for different audiences? For example, if you're addressing a person of the opposite sex, a much older person or a younger person?
Not to an extreme, but I believe that almost everybody changes his style of speaking depending on to whom he's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, you probably make a big change, but it's just one of those things that most people would ordinarily do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to say, yes, I think I do change some.
Well, even to less educated or highly educated people?
Certainly, because some people, I could talk to one person who wouldn't understand what I was saying to another person.
Uh-huh.
And another thing, in speaking to very young children, you're going to have to change your style a little bit. I couldn't talk to them the way I've been talking with you in this interview for them to understand what I'm saying. So, yes, I think of a necessity, I do.
Well, could you give me an example?
Of changing my style of speaking?
Of how you change your style of speaking?
Well, I think if I was talking to, as you say, a higher educated person, I would probably be on the defensive of how, the kind of, how I use my verbs and things
mm-hmm.
like that. If I was speaking to a close friend, I think maybe I wouldn't be too particular about
mm-hmm.
how I
yes.
talk to that person, because I know that whatever I said would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they, knowing me, they would know whether I knew better or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was just speaking to a highly educated person I never met before, and I said something that I would say to a friend, he would think I was, well, I was very
mm-hmm.
literate, perhaps. So that's one way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.